Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan, 6:31 in the a.m. Cooper Rush, 7 years with the Dallas Cowboys, had 544 pass attempts, completed 60, just under 61 of those attempts. 9-5, 20 touchdowns, 15 interceptions, and a passer rating of 83.8. Those are good backup quarterback numbers. But those are backup quarterback numbers. Those aren't franchise quarterback numbers. Not today's NFL. But
not.
So before we go on, because I felt like, who was the backup that was here for Lamar a couple of years ago?
Huntley.
Todd Huntley.
Yeah.
We tried to make, not we, you guys tried to make out there Todd Huntley something that he wasn't.
Hold
good.
On. Well, he's a Pro Bowl
People
MVP.
Saying, yeah, yeah. We should start Huntley.
Yeah.
He'd have like you know, 3 good minutes in a game. And be, oh, he should be starting.
Yeah.
The guy was a Pro Bowl MVP. You guys can say what you want, but you can't take that away from him.
I wouldn't
start off that
I wouldn't want to.
Pro Bowl MVP Tyler Huntley sucks. That's not how you started off.
Yeah.
Our fan base tried to make Huntley something that he was not.
And then they
good.
Tried to quarterback sneak him from the 2-yard line. Yeah. Hey, that dog
that
ain't hunting much.
Actually.
And then the fattest guy on the field runs it all the way back.
And then, so now, before we go into Cooper Rush and what he could possibly do, let's look at what he really is. And that's an okay good quarterback. So, having said that, Jeremy, do you have faith? Let's say he has a start for 2 games. And you know who the 2 opponents are for the Baltimore Ravens coming up. You know, it's not like they're world beaters. However, one of those teams has been in the postseason the past 2 years, the Texans. And the Rams are pretty damn good. Okay? So, what's the 10 being the greatest? What level of faith do you have in Cooper Rush in the next 2 games? 10 being the greatest.
You said 10's the greatest?
Yes.
And it's from 1 to 10?
1 to 10.
Does it go any lower than 1?
No, no.
No, it's not that. Like, again, I'm probably somewhere in the middle. It matters who you're facing. And I just saw something. I want to double check it because we had a number that was wrong yesterday. But, yeah, the Ravens are 1.5-point underdogs at home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
One thing happened. What happened?
Lamar went down.
Yeah.
By the way, if Lamar is playing in this game, they're still almost they're probably a touchdown favorite.
Yeah.
That's how much the quarterback moves the line. And oh, by the way, that's how much Lamar moves the line even more so than these other quarterbacks to understand how good this guy actually is. Can everybody now that was talking about him faking an injury, can you guys all shut up about that stupidness? Or is he really just going,
yeah.
Give him the Academy Award because he's going over the top to sit out 3 more weeks to prove a point.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Somebody asked me about that yesterday. I said, huh?
By the way, I love the Ravens this week, but yeah, that's 1.5-point underdogs.
Wow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
410-583-1057. Let's go to the president of the Cooper Rush Fan Club, Rashawn.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, man.
Morning.
Hey, you know, definitely the president, man. You know, I just was voted in a couple weeks ago, though, man. Everybody supported me. You know, I appreciate y'all, though. But, hey, listen, it was crazy, right? When I was in Arlington this weekend, right, we was at the Texas Live watching the Ravens game. And all of a sudden, you know, I was talking to somebody, and I turned back around because I seen all this, you know, like clapping and everything. And I'm up there clapping at. They was like, Cooper rushing. You know, so he got a still big following down in Dallas, though. And
no, they were clapping and said, thank God Baltimore has him and not us.
Yeah.
Man, listen, the guy went 9-5 for the Cowboys when Dak had went down that season, kept us in playoff contention, and he got even more weapons in Baltimore right now than he had in Dallas. He got, you know, a good running back in Derrick Henry when he's not throwing the ball.
I just hope he doesn't throw the ball out of bounds if it's a fourth down and you got to get something. That's all I'm hoping for.
I mean, listen, he was coming right in, man, but now he got a whole week of practice with the first team.
Yes,
now.
He does. Yeah, yes, he does.
Yeah, right. That line can protect him, man.
If they can.
If the line can
protect the athletic quarterback that got sacked 7 times, and they can protect Cooper Rush?
Well, I mean, he went just get rid of the ball quick, you know, unlike Lamar did, you know. But, you know, Cooper Rush got a good quick release. He got some big targets to throw to. I think we win this game. I know we're underdogs right now, and I'm with you, Jeremy, man. You know, you know me wrong, but I think, yeah, you know, definitely Ravens going to win this one right here. At least by 7 points, though. But now, I don't – listen.
You're normally wrong. Yeah, look, he said I'm with you, but you're normally wrong. Thanks, man. I'm glad I could pick the one time to be right when I'm on your side.
No, it's all good, man. I know y'all lost money last week, man, picking against the Cowboys.
I didn't pick against the Cowboys. I picked the Cowboys I picked them to cover.
If they tied,
I picked them to cover.
That's covering, right?
Oh, I thought you meant just, he was talking
about
it.
No, I said they were a live dog to win out.
I'm talking about you. Yeah. I'm talking about
it. Like, hey, Rashawn, will the Cowboys win this week? We got to go, Rashawn. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. Mike, what's up, man?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
Good now.
Man, I'm sorry. I got a snitch, man. Jeremy said that you had a racing stripe in your drawers.
I already told him what I said.
Yeah, you told him. I know you told him about the racing stripe.
I got a snitch. Everything is recorded here, buddy.
I didn't know he told you about the racing stripe.
Everything is recorded.
Mike, you don't understand the way we talk to each other. I told him everything. I don't care.
He probably told me more than he said to you on air, so.
Dry snitching, too.
The definition of dry snitching. Well, ain't nobody ask you nothing, man. Go ahead.
Hey, y'all, I have as much confidence in Cooper Rush as I have if Cecil Cooper came in and quarterback, or Cynthia Cooper.
Wow, he going baseball.
I don't have no confidence.
WNBA.
Yeah. And Cecil Cooper coming out of retirement from the Brewers and quarterback, we got about as much chance. Dad Cooper Rush, man, you can have that, man.
Hey, tell us how you really feel, bro. He said he has as much faith in Cooper Rush as he does Cecil Cooper and Cynthia Cooper.
By the way, I was going to pull the phone screener up and just hang up on him while you were talking to him. Say, yeah, don't be snitching around here. No, we'll play those games.
Dry snitching Mike.
Yeah, you snitching, nobody asked you.
You know what he said?
You know what I mean? I used to love those when I was a police officer. You sat him down to ask him about Jeremy.
Yeah.
But before he told me about Jeremy, he was going to tell on Jeremy. Before he told on Jeremy, he was going to tell me Joe was involved too.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you about Jeremy, but you know who his right-hand man is? No, who? Joe.
Whole story.
I didn't know that. Yep. Joe's his right-hand man. Billy in East Baltimore. What's up, Billy?
Fellas, what a morning, man. What a morning.
What's on your mind, homie?
Man, it's too much on my mind now. Now, let's say this first and foremost. What's all this about John Harbaugh talking about he pitting the best, the players in the best position to step up.
That's all he can do.
He ain't do that to stop Lamar from getting hurt, picking all them drop back plays when he had third and one to be able to just use Derrick Henry to separate all, to eliminate all them sacks we had, because you know our offensive line was messed up. So how he setting up people to be in the best position and on set Lamar's injury on the side? How many more other injuries on our team we got to deal with? And on top of that, once our record turned out to be what it is this year, he might be out the door, man.
I don't think I've ever heard you sound this angry, Billy.
He might be out the door, man. And I talk to y'all later.
Wow, it's short, too. Man.
Yeah.
You're feeling some kind of way. Let me ask you guys a question. Lamar Jackson 2 weeks ago got sacked 7 times. And Ed, you pointed out, man, he just seemed like he couldn't get away from people.
He couldn't.
You think he was injured then?
No.
You don't think the injury is a little bit then?
I don't think so. I mean, it's possible, I guess, but he had nowhere to go. It was like usually there's an outlet he can escape and he can take off. He really had nowhere to go.
So again, I said this yesterday where like you got to take the good and the bad when he's making the big plays downfield. And then on occasion, you're going to see him take a sack, right? Mm-hmm. It's like dealing with Allen Iverson and how great of a player he is. He's going to score, but he's going to miss some shots. Mm-hmm. But you have to give him his opportunities. And I feel like when it comes down to situations like this, you know, with Lamar, that he's looking downfield to try to make some big plays, and he's taking some sacks on his own. And I think some of that's his own fault. But you got to live with it because he's so good at the other stuff.
Monday, I gave it the Aaron Judge comparison. Aaron Judge, early in his career, struck out, 200-something times. Still hit 50-something bombs, but he struck out way too much. Batting average was not horrible, but it wasn't as good as what. Aaron Judge learned to cut down on the strikeouts and still hit 50 bombs. And in the process, by cutting down on the strikeouts, he has a better batting average. Mm-hmm. He's a batting champion. I think Lamar Jackson has to learn when to go for the home run. Every at-bat for Aaron Judge used to be a home run. Now Aaron Judge knows, that's not a pitch that I'm going to drive over the fence, so let me do something else with it. Lamar has to evolve to that. There's nothing downfield right now, but there is something short to intermediate, so let me go for that now. I'll get that home run later, but let me get a positive play down. I think he needs to learn how to value every snap a little bit more than he does.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.